Audio 8, Birthplace of Blas Infante. At 51 Calle Carrera, we find the house in which Blas Infante, father of the Andalusian homeland, was born on July 5, 1885. Today, aside from its being a tourist information location, the building houses a permanent exhibition with fragments of the life and works of this illustrious Casareño. These help us to gain a better understanding of his thought and personality. It is a small village house whose entrance serves as a reception area. We pass from there to the first room dedicated to the most recent history of Andalusia, its values, identity, and culture. The storage area under the stairway that goes to the second floor contains common objects to the inhabitants of Andalusia. In the second room, you'll see a number of elements of the original house, such as the old coal stove, as well as a magnificent collection of paintings by Andalusian artists. You can also view the birth certificate of Blas Infante. In the third room, we find an exhibition on the life and work of Blas Infante. We can also watch the documentary, Casares, Following in the Footsteps of Blas Infante. On July 5, 1885, at Calle Carrera No. 46, now No. 51, Blas Infante was born. He was the son of Luis Infante Andrades and Ginesa Pérez Romo, a family of wealthy farmers who lived in the area. Blas Infante spent his childhood in the village and was sent to school at the age of 11. You can see how the Andalusian day laborers lived in misery during this time. From ages 12 to 14, Blas Infante studied at the College of Archidona Pious Schools and later completed his baccalaureate in Malaga. When he returned to Casares, he interrupted his studies and instead worked in the municipal court as a clerk with his father, who was a clerk of the court. In 1904, thanks to the sacrifice of his parents who paid the tuition, he enrolled at the University of Granada to study law and finished the race 2 years later with the notes outstanding and remarkable. It was then that he decided to prepare opposition cases to the notary while at home in Casares. He was approved to do so in 1909. However, Blas Infante had to wait until he was 25 in order to practice as an attorney in the town of Cantillana in Seville. In all of this time, between studying law and preparing the opposition cases to the notary, he continually helped the poor of Casares with any documentation or teaching them to read and write. Infante settled in Seville and began to have contact with members of Andalusian culture. It was at this time that he wrote his first and most important book, The Ideal Andaluz, where all of his thoughts on the problems of Andalusia were collected and how these would be resolved. He also founded Centros Andaluces, meeting centers scattered around Andalusia and beyond, in order to guide the Andalusians on his ideas. Ronda is a place of importance for Blas Infante. It was there that the first Hispanic American Congress was held, where he criticized the situation in Andalusia. In 1908, Blas Infante returned to Ronda as president of the Regionalist Andalusian Assembly. He debated on the laws and future of Andalusia. In this Congress, Blas Infante presented the white and green flag, the shield with Hercules with two columns and two lions, and the anthem. All of them were approved as the official symbols of Andalusia. In this Congress, the first statutes for Andalusia were put forth. These were later used to draft the modern-day Statutes of Andalusia. In 1919, he married Angustias García Parias in the town of Peñaflor in the house of her family. They had four children, three girls and a boy. During the years of the dictatorship of Primo de Rivera, due to the strong repression, Blas Infante went into a more subdued existence, moving his practice to the town of Isla Cristina, Huelva. There, he lived quietly, continuing his law practice, as well as writing books on flamenco and nature. After these years of relative silence, Blas Infante returned with much more intensity. He wrote the final manifesto to all Andalusians, a call to all Andalusians for autonomy. In 1931, he returned to Seville, setting up his law practice in the town of Coria. It was here that Blas Infante was arrested on August 2, 1936, just at the beginning of the Civil War in Spain. The Falangists, who were occupying Seville, arrested and imprisoned him. Many friends tried to get his release, but that proved to be impossible. At dawn, on August 11th, together with other prisoners, Blas Infante was led to the road of Carmona. At kilometer 4, an anonymous hand shot and killed the illustrious Casareño, Blas Infante, father of the Andalusian homeland.